For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News for the fourth in our series of speakers from the city of Seattle, recorded at last week's Normal Conference in San Francisco. This is Sarial Agrawal.
As a medical student, I have the great honor of meeting people working with doctors in Seattle, like Dr. Gregory Carter, who's a professor of physical and rehabilitation medicine in Seattle at the University of Washington. He has totally been a great mentor for me and led the way. He has written a paper, Rational Guidelines for Dosing, which is used in court cases to help judges and lawyers understand what exactly how cannabis can be used medicinally. He has I've had an opportunity to see patients with him in the clinic and to actually see firsthand exactly what a cannabis recommendation, how that happens, how it helps patients' health related quality of life. I mean, it's remarkable. So I totally stand on the backs of all these great people like Dr. Carter. If there's any students out here or listening at home on their radios, they should know that anytime you have an opportunity to do a research topic or pick a paper topic to write on, this is a great way to raise the issue by talking about a cannabis related issue in your work. That's something that I've tried to do with my PhD is to dig deeply into the cannabis and cannabis-related issues. With my work with Washington PSR, I've learned that you can actually connect cannabis issues to the environment. It's another plant, just like we protect our rivers and our streams and things like that. This is a part of our environment, and we have to make peace with it. So I recommend all students out there to pick research topics like that and to educate your own classmates on these types of issues. It's been a really difficult process for me to come out of the closet to talk about these issues, and if it wasn't for folks like this and Mickey Norris and Chris Conrad's website, cannabisconsumers.org, I wouldn't have never really felt the courage to do this. But there's a message that keeps ringing in my mind, which is leverage your privilege. It doesn't exactly rhyme, but I don't know what it's there for if not to to make a change. And the more of us that stand up recognize that we are given or handed certain privileges in our society, the more we can realize this is a complete farce.
Be sure to listen to this week's Cultural Baggage and Century of Lies programs for more from the Normal Conference in San Francisco. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.